This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, everyone. My name is Gloria Kamler, and I'm one of the teachers in the Mindfulness Awareness Research Center. I'm one of the teachers over at Mark. And I love coming here. I think it's just amazing that we get to sit with all these people. It's a real treat. So to begin with, when I think about mindfulness, I think it's a way to gently connect to our experience of our life, to an opportunity to be kind, to be curious, and to really learn to be with ourselves and the varied things that happen during our day, and to be with this mind and how it impacts our body and heart. And so this is a way I like to start this practice is, so I'm learning to mindfully listen to my thoughts, not believe all of them, but at least to hear them and let them move through. What would it be like to listen to another in the same way, not with judging, but just be curious to meet another person? So I'm going to invite everyone to turn or bend or reach out and meet someone that you don't know, that you haven't talked to yet, that you didn't come with. And just listen first. I'd like you to tell them your name and also something that brought a smile to your face this week where you lit up. And so it doesn't have to be over the top. It could be, it's raining today. That feels so good, you know, whatever that is for you. And then you get to listen to someone and you get to speak with someone. So please reach over and meet someone new right now. We're going to take just a couple minutes and go for it. Connecting, belonging, caring. So you might need to turn around and look to see if there are new people behind you or in front of you. And come join them. Come on. Come on. Come join them. Come on. Or come and talk to me. Oh, there's someone right behind you. He's looking for somebody. There's someone. Ding. Okay, everybody. That was the meditation bell. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. So just close your eyes for a moment and notice the flavor that's erupting inside. Notice the flavor of maybe you were tickled that you got to listen to someone or share with someone, or maybe you said something you thought was just ridiculous, but you're forgiving yourself now, and maybe you didn't have anyone to talk with in that moment. So being there and being kind to oneself right now, because it might not have worked out that you talked to someone. And mindfulness is very much about connecting, really being connected within our own self, just connected to our hearts of all beating hearts across the planet. And recognizing that we're kind of all part of one big body, and our actions actually do have reactions, and the waves go out into the world. So we do this meditation practice to get to know our mind. We get to see some of our habits and learn to be more forgiving. And we can also learn to be more we can actually be on our own team, where we actually work with our mind in a way that is more helpful, more useful. So with mindfulness, you probably have heard about it. It's a way to come into the present moment. Quite often I use the idea of doing mental bicep curls, where you're focused here and now on your experience, and then your mind goes off and just starts thinking or starts spacing out. So the instruction is, when you realize your mind is someplace else, very gently, without judgment, you bring it back to whatever it is we're focusing on. And that's mindfulness, to be present, to be curious and open, and a willingness to be with things as they are. In other words, we're going to give up the fight of the moment. We're going to give up the resistance and just experience this pleasant moment. Maybe it's an unpleasant moment, but there are probably many more pleasant ones than unpleasant. So can I be with this too, whatever this is? So we just keep coming back to now. And when every time we keep coming back to now, we actually create new impulses to a part of our brain where we're very well resourced, where we can have creativity, when we can have perspective, when we can respond to life rather than be a slave of reacting to our unconscious thoughts. So we can choose how we want to be in this world rather than being guided all over the place and where it can feel very busy and not very satisfying. So we know that when we're more present, it tends to impact our health in a good way, and it also tends to help our it can be helpful with anxiety and depression. It can just be more helpful for someone being home, someone being able to be comfortable to be here with whatever this experience is going to be. Sometimes the tides are going to be really high, and sometimes they'll be more gentle. And how can we kind of surf the rhythm of life in a way that really serves us and serves each other? So those who've been meditating for a while, feel free to continue on in your practice. And I'm going to guide those who maybe haven't done so much practice before. So just one question. How many people are meditating for the first time? Raise your hand. Okay, this is great. So welcome to the world of mindfulness for everybody. So I'm going to do a guidance here, and then when I get quiet, you just keep practicing. And those of you who've been practicing for a while, I probably will chime in here and there, because those who haven't been meditating need a little reminders to wake up or to come back. So please forgive me if I talk more than you'd like. So beginning by feeling your feet on the ground. So mindfulness is the training of attention. We're training our attention to be present with whatever is happening right here, right now. So most of you will close your eyes, and if that's comfortable for you, that's great. But if not, you can have an open-eyed meditation where you just look at the floor with your eyes open. That's fine too. And we're just exploring right now what it feels like in our feet as they rest on the ground here. So we're training our attention to pay attention, to be curious and open, and to not resist the experience. In other words, we're not fighting with the experience. We're just feeling things as they are. And if it turns out that it's not so pleasant what you're experiencing, just see if you can breathe with the body tension, and as you exhale, feeling the softness of allowing ourselves to let go with every exhale. And we might breathe in and we might feel that same tension, but we're learning to meet it with kindness as we exhale. So we're not trying to get rid of anything. We're meeting whoever shows up at the door, moment by moment, breath by breath. So feeling your seat as it rests in the chair right now, noticing what that feels like. And then letting yourself bring awareness to your hands and your arms as they rest in your lap, and noticing how that is. So we breathe in and notice what we're feeling, and we feel it just the way it is without any interference. And on the exhale, we notice what that's like as we let go of the air, as we notice the softening, the letting go of the moment. And then breathing with your face, maybe breathing into the joints of your jaw and feeling what that feels like, and then breathing out and feeling how that is as we soften around it. And then moving your attention to your eyes and just breathing into feeling the eyeballs as they rest in the sockets. And as you breathe back out, you can notice the tension that we practice the softening around the tension. So we're learning to take life in fully as it is, and to soften and let go and to allow life fully as it too passes. Good. And now I am going to invite you to just bring your attention, your focus, to the anchor of your breath. And you can either do that at your belly, your chest, or at the tip of your nose. So just choose one of those places. And I invite you, this is particularly helpful for concentration, to be able to focus. I'm going to invite you all to breathe in and feel the breath, what it feels like to breathe in. And then as the breath naturally breathes out, we're going to be there totally as we feel what it's like to have the breath breathe out. So you choose your location, and then you're going to keep practicing. And if the mind wanders, it's not a problem. Once you realize you're someplace else, you've woken up, which is what mindfulness is to wake up to this life. And then you choose to come back, to be back with the breath again, coming in and going out. So I'm going to be quiet as you continue to practice. And as you're sitting right now, for many of you, you've been with the breath. And I'm going to invite you to use the breath right now to contact your body. And so just using the breath to breathe in and feeling whatever sensations you notice of tension or ease in the body. And as you breathe out, just letting yourself feel the tension or ease as it too diminishes. And so some of you might notice that your body feels quite physical right now and you're feeling the beating. Maybe you're beating hard or the pulsations. But some of you also might notice an emotional tone. Maybe your chest feels happy or sad or maybe a combination of things. So I'm going to invite us to just breathe with this physical and emotional heart body. So just allowing yourself to just bring your attention and breathing with the movement of this body that feels and thinks. And we practice just taking in whatever it is we notice as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, we practice this allowing, this softening, this letting go. So we stay here with this body, breathing this breath, moment by moment, not trying to fix anything, but where we're really here with ourselves in this kind, caring, awake way, fully present. And as we are sitting here, breathing with this body, mind and heart, we're going to just send some kindness to ourselves. This is loving kindness practice, where we just remind ourselves of our own goodness. And as we're sitting here right now, probably amazed, I would imagine, that we're alive. The awe of this body functioning without us having to do anything. And just being with this body and sending kindness to yourself. And we say some phrases. We do this as a mindfulness tradition. This is called loving kindness. May I be happy. And just you're kind of whispering these phrases to yourself. Reminding yourself of your own goodness. May I be happy. And just allowing yourself to feel the wave of that. The waves of this real caring. May I be safe and free from any harm or danger. And may I do no harm to any other. May I be healthy and strong. And really taking those sentiments in. And may I live with ease and be at peace. And then I'd like you right now to think of the person, imagine the person that you talked to at the beginning of this meditation. You might not remember their name, but you probably remember their face and the smile on their face when they shared about something that brought joy to them. and sending them these same phrases. And we're going to also send it out to those who didn't get to pair up with somebody. They're going to be included on this. May you be happy. May you draw causes and conditions for happiness. And just really let yourself feel this in your heart as you think about those other people. May you be safe and free from any harm or danger. And may you do no harm. May you be healthy and strong. And may you live with ease and be at peace. And may the goodness in me always recognize the goodness in you and recognize the goodness of all beings. May we all recognize our goodness, and may we remember to see this and feel this with each other.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.